We are learning Be'i in the Sicha in Lekutei Sichos, Chelek Yud Aleph, Parshas Mishpatim, Sicha Aleph. The subject is the Eved Ivri at the end of his 6 years refuses to leave and go free because he feels attached to his master, his wife, the Shivcha Knanis, and the children that he had from her. And for this is given an unusual Einish. His master takes him and drills a hole through his ear into the door. What's the reason for this seemingly strange punishment? So you have many reasons, starting with the Gemara and the Mechilta. In source 1, on your source sheet, you have the Gemara, which gives the reason because he oizen shashama b'keili al har Sinai that kili b'nei Yisrael avodim v'le avodim la'avodim, and he went himself holach zeh v'kone odin la'atzma yirota. And the Mechilta gives the reason because oizen shashama le'tignev, and both apply, because if it's Mechru Bezdin, it's the first reason, the second reason, Gneva. If it's Machar Atzma, it's the first reason, the Gemara's reason, that he heard Kili B'nei Yisrael Avodim. Rashi combines both of them in Source 2. Sayyid brings Le'Signev, and Sayyid brings Kana Odin Le'Atzmei. Now, before we continue to see how these reasons are further developed by the Mefarsha Gemara and the Mefarsha Chumash, and before we start pointing out the differences between the various Mefarshim, let's first highlight what they all have in common, so that when we get to each of them, we'll be able to look out for their Tzad HaShava, how they all follow a similar line of thinking. They share the same Yisayid on two basic issues, regarding the Aveda and regarding the Einish. They treat this Aveda like any other Aveda. We deal with action, with the actions of the Eved Ivri, not with his kavonis, his ashkofis, his midas, or his general wrong attitude that is displayed in his behavior. Like Bezdin only deals with the Ein Ladayin Elamash Ein Evroyis, Advarish Ablev Edem Dvarim, concrete Maisa Aveda. And also the Einish, the actual Einish, is to drill a hole somewhere in the body. The exact part of the body, the ear, the Oizen, and the location, and the delis, these are more like technical details. The choice of the ear is almost like a tuffle compared to the main einish. This is how it comes out for most of the Mefarshim until we get to the Sicha. To put it simply, we are punishing the person, not his ear. These two points sound obvious, you could say my kamash malon, but I'm pointing them out to highlight one of the big chidushim of this Sicha, if not the key chidush, that according to the Rebbe, Rashi in Pshutosh HaMikra disagrees with both of these obvious points. According to Rashi, the Aveda of the Eved Ivri is not purely because of his Maise Aveda, behavior, but it's combined with his attitude, Tchunas Rois or Rung Hashkafa, and also the Einish. The emphasis is not the person that we punish the Eved Ivri as a person. Rather, the focus is the ear, as if the ear did the Aveda, and the ear plays a major role in this Aveda, as we'll see. One more Hagdama before we get to the Mefarshim. The Sicha begins with many Kashis and Diyukim, so I've divided them into two basic categories, two sets. One set of questions are summarized in Source 3, and they deal with understanding the limitations of this punishment. Four questions we have. He's punished now, when the 6 years are up, for what he did 6 years ago, for the Geneva or the Avdus he accepted 6 years ago. Question number 2, why is he not being punished for what he's doing right now? He's choosing to remain an Eved La'ilam forever, till Yevil. 3, the reason of Eizen Shashama should apply to all Ganavim, even those who are able to pay back and don't end up as slaves. And question 4 goes even further. It should apply to all Avedas, as the Rebbe clarifies in the Aris, that Eizen Shashama Bahar Sinai applies to all Avedas that came along with Aseres HaDibros. So these are the four questions that you have in the Sicha Tamtzis in Source 3. They are general questions raised by many Mefarshim, and they are not necessarily on Rashi. Now, in many Rashi Sichas, the usual build-up is to slug up the answers of the Mefarshim before giving his own. But in this Sicha, the Rebbe references to several of these Mefarshim, but it doesn't explain why he doesn't accept their answers, with the exception of one in Ha'ara 33, the Maskil of David, we ask a question on him. Instead, The way the sikha works is it raises another set of questions, kashyas and diyukim specifically in Rashi, and these kashyas and diyukim are the basis why the Rebbe learns a new pshat in Rashi different from all the mefarshim regarding the two basic issues mentioned before. That one, the aver is also about his attitude, not just behavior. We take on board his feelings and hashkafas. And two, the ear is a focus of the anus, as if we are blaming the ear. And based on this, he gives a different answer to the first set of questions, the four general questions we just mentioned. Now let's see the Mefarshim. It starts with the Gemara, and it's Mefarshim on Gemara, in Source 4. So to summarize these Mefarshim, there's 2 points in here. The Gemara, as Tosfos says, doesn't deal with the reason for the actual Yetziyah. That leaves up to the Mefarshim. As Tosfos says, Marzei is Gematria 400, and the Eibusha took us out of Mitzrayim after 400 years. Das the Kanim, it's quoted in the source, is very interesting. He connects it even better, stronger. It makes it deeper. What's the connection? That the Eibusha wanted to take us out, sped up the Geula from 400 and reduce it to 210, out of his love for us. And here comes this Eved, says a half this Ardeni, and he wants to extend and delay his shichrur, his freedom, after 6 years, and keep stay avid for longer, forever. So it's mamish the opposite of what the Eibusha did. So it really matches. Or the other reasons, the Machne says, because it goes against the Kabbalah of Malchus Shamayim, he's accepting another Odin, he's become avid to Achedim, so it goes against the Yusayd of all the mitzvahs. Or the way the Kikon Diena explains, that it's against Dveikus and the Eibishter, Dveikus to Odin, Nidik and Eged Midah. But it's all about Yisaidus that is being affected, and is going against a certain Yisaid in Yiddishkeit, and therefore he gets the Etzim Ritziah, the actual Einish of Ritziah. Why he gets a special Einish? And now the details, why Dafka, the Eizen, not another Aver, that the Gemara explains, that sof kol sof, this specific Aveda, he did here. That means that the Aveda that he did 6 years earlier, he did here, Ezer Shoshama, and therefore makes sense why we choose the Eizen. But we only choose the Eizen after we've decided that he deserves the Einish because of more Yisaidistic thing, not the Geneva or the Avdus. The Avdus is the 6 year Avdus, but something more serious, that is the going against the Dveikus Neibishter or Haftis Adeni or Tis Mitzrayim, Nech Hashem Alekecha, and so forth, like the different reasons given in this source. So this answers the third and the fourth question, that it doesn't apply to other Genevis and other Avedis, only the fundamentals, things we have to do with Tis Mitzrayim, Matan Torah. What about the first two questions? So now we have source 5. We look at the Mefarshim on Chumash that explain this, and they continue to follow this Shittas HaGemara. So you have the Mizrahi and the Maharal. And to summarize the two Shittas, they continue to hold, like we said before, that the Einish is the actual Yetziyah. The correct timing for the actual Einish is at the end of 6 years. Why? So the Mizrahi says, Gzeis HaKosov. Well, like the Maral, he says, because now he chooses the long-term avdus to be loy eitzachav shiyut avadu la'ilam. Now, once the Einish and the timing has been established, now when it comes to the detail, choosing the ear, then we connect what's happening now to the original cause. We trace his current behavior back to the time when he did the Geneva, when he chose the short-term avdus 6 years ago. And then we highlight now what went wrong 6 years earlier. As the Maral explains, that yes, somewhat he's stuck right now, because it's called Adam Oiv Ishtai Bonov Vadainov. But we remind him, we're anyway giving him the punishment for the Moyseidizika thing, for the long term avdus he chooses now at the end of 6 years. Because anyway, being punished with Tzia, we send a message to his heir about this, the original cause of this, what caused it, and why he's not so innocent, because after all, Taka now is Oyev Ishtei Abadonov, but it began with his choice of Gneva or the original Avdus. So it turns out that we demonstrate his chesaron by combining his behavior of two different periods, 6 years earlier and 6 years later. So though now it looks more like a anus because of hafti, etc., still what he did in the past was berotzen. Now this idea of the maral to combine two different times is repeated by the next set of Mefarshei Rashi in source 6. We will see later the Rebbe uses this principle also to explain Rashi. So in source 6 you have two more Mefarshei Rashi. And these Mefarshei Rashi in source 6 are slightly more helpful. The Rebbe uses them slightly to support his new way of learning Rashi. The summary of the Mefarshim in source 6, unlike the previous Mefarshim, in the previous source, these Mefarshim in source 6 don't see the ear as a side detail, but the ear becomes an important part of the actual Einish. They don't say there's a separate thing, there's a punishment, Bechlala, then there's the ear as a separate thing. The entire punishment is because of Gneva, or because of Halach V'Kana La'atzmei, V'Kana La'eved. However, to answer the original questions, why these specific Avedas and not other Gnevas and not other Avedas, they explain this is a unique Aveda. Not because of the specific of the Aveda, it's a unique Aveda because it's made up of a combination of what he did at two different times, like two stages, a waiting period in between. The Maskil Dov explains that Chata Shana Bechet, that he repeated the same Aveda twice, either Avdus twice, if Meichar Atzmi the first time, and then again he chose to be Eved Leilam, or Geneva the second time around, the fact he wants to be an Eved and Avadim or Marbe Gezel or Gazlonim, Mele, it's like as if he's repeating Gezela twice. So the Rebbe asks, and the Maskil Dov's answer, Avar Vishana, you could find also by other Avedas. So why Dafke, so the question returns, third and fourth question return, why Dafke this Aveda? And the second answer, Meshav Skenim, he takes it more extreme. He says that the first time was a real onus, and now the second time around, it's a real rotzen, berotzen, and now we see lemafreya that nichale begneva, that it brings back the guilt of the past, which wasn't so. He wasn't so guilty, because now he doesn't want to go out, and it's and so we trace back the geneva. Say baze, he didn't care about the geneva. Now the Sicha builds on this, but takes it even further. Because in the Sicha, you will see how both of them, the Rebbe holds both of them are Einus. Sai 6 years ago, when he stole, or chose to be Evid. And Sai now, when it says a Hafti. And Dafke, the second Einus now, proves that the first Einus wasn't an Einus. That's the formula. We'll soon see in Source 7 how it works. But it's a second anus now, which cancels out the first anus and makes it very clear, much more than the Meshav Zkenim, that Lemafreya shows that although he officially stole Machmas Dochkai and so on, he was under pressure, but it's not so simple. So let's see source 7. So it starts with two Diyukim Rashi. The first diuk is that Rashi seems to say that prefer that it should be shel smil, and he says, "Oh, enel shel smil really should be the left ear, but we're forced to say it's the right ear because of gzeira shava from mitzayra." And then Rashi launches into akasha straight away. Why the ois na'yamanis and not any other ear, any other part of the guf? And the question is, what's the kasha between confirming that ois na'yamanis with this question? Why dafka Oizen versus Adi Evarim? What's the connection between these two points? It actually connects them with the Vav HaMesif, Uma. Uma. that it's Mamish connected. So, to summarize the points in the Source 7, before Rashi even starts, his premise is this person is a Nebach. He's partially stealing a bit of money to support his family. He doesn't have money to repay, to the point he has to be sold into slavery. He doesn't deserve an einish, which consists of a bezayin to midi, of having his ears pierced, and a mum. And Rashi's assumption is that this ear is chosen to that the ear is chosen to play down as much as possible, when it play down the seriousness of his case. So we give him the lightest possible einish. Anyway, people had earrings, including adults, as we see from the Chet HaEgel, that say boys and girls, women and men, adults had earrings, and therefore the Torah has chosen the ear. That means he did a dakas dik aveir over here. That means he gets punished for the specific neva. He's paying for slavery, but this whole idea of being a slave and then continuing to be a slave is more dakas dik. It's involved with oinus, and therefore we're given the minimum, and it's almost like a symbolic punishment. And the conclusion of this assumption is that it must be the left ear, because the left is always the weakest, the least chashav, defined in tefillin, yad keah, parshas bo. And based on this premise and this assumption, Rashi then starts his pirush saying that, but we have a limit that it's the right ear, and the right ear is the chashav ear. So we see clearly that's not a minimum procedure. And then we have a problem. And therefore, Rashi launches into the question, Umaro Eibazeh, why taker should he be punished? And the question is not like we learned in the first derech, that the question is why dafka the eizeh, not a different part of the guf. Rashi's kasha, the dogash is, why punish him full stop? Not even the ear should be punished, nothing should be punished. He doesn't deserve anything based on the premise of Rashi that he's the anus mamish. So in one line, what Rashi is saying is, on one hand it's his ear, which sounds like we're trying to be light. On the other hand, it's the right. Sounds like we're being harsh. Are being light or harsh on him? And in one line, the answer is neither. The ear was chosen simply because it matches the sin. The serious ear, which is the right ear, did not take things as seriously as it should, and therefore there's a punishment that is matching this crime. So the question is, how did he sin with the ear? What kind of sin is it? So we turn to source 8. And the summary of source 8 is, all other ganavim, for that matter, all other avedas, can always be attributed to some kind of einus yitzre onsei, as some mefarshim say. Since we can't read or see other people's kavanis or their midas, so it doesn't they don't play a role in deciding an einish in bezdin in ancient bidei adam, ein l'dayin el malshen evrois. But our ganav is mamish, an exception, is unique, and therefore receives a unique einish, because over here we see something that we don't usually see. He's able in his behavior, he's combined a concrete act of stealing along with concrete evidence that this Aveda B'maisa grew out of his bad chunas, to the point that lo ichbas lo, I couldn't care less. Why? Because he's constantly being reminded, and this publicity of his shameful crime throughout his term of slavery, 6 years, 24/7, he's being reminded, confronted by his Aveda all the time. And how does he react to it? If he cared to truly hear with his right ear, with a stronger ear, leisignoiv, or don't become an eved lavodim, had he absorbed it properly, did the oizen shishama work properly, if he took it to heart, he would have been disturbed, so uncomfortable, and so unsettled, feeling out of place in his master's house, that it would have been impossible at the same time becoming more comfortable, even excited, to the point that he could develop such a strong attachment to Adoni Ishti and Yelodai, a lifestyle which is a direct result of Geneva, or of becoming an Eved. So here he's actively showing, it's so tangible, it's not Dvarim Shebelev, that he couldn't care less. So you see the Tchunas rise, lack of Busha, and it's palpable, you see it. So again, it's not about a small or big aveda. It's not about a light or a harsh einish. The issue is he did an aveda and was given a way out to repay his debt through temporary slavery. It's like a form of tshuva in a way to confront his sin over a period of time and to rehabilitate. And instead, he did the opposite. No shame, took advantage, became more comfortable, almost enjoying the results of his aveda. This attitude is what we're taking seriously. And it's an exception, you can't find that anywhere in the Torah. The punishment is focused on one issue only, that he didn't absorb the message of a specific aveda, but the fact that he didn't absorb it and take it to heart. It's irrelevant with which part of the body he did the aveda, but it's the ear, the right ear, the Rebbe calls it the ikur hashamas, the stronger ear, the hamu'ula, the more quality ear. This ear hashamas is not just about hearing about something deeper, like der heren versus just heren. He didn't pay close attention. If he was patient to fully absorb the message of Lei Signa, he would have heard that it's not just the Eibush is saying don't, you're not allowed to steal. The Eibush is saying you don't want to steal. It's not nice to steal. But that he didn't get. And this answers all the questions of the first set. According to most Mefarshim, the actual Eibush HaRetziyah is not connected to a specific aveda of Gneiva or becoming an Eved in the first place. Rather, it's a Ketziv Kloli, Eved Hashem, or do you say this Eved Hashem, Anei Hashem Lekech, Yitzias Mitzrayim. And the ear is a side issue. According to Rashi, the ear is a central theme of the Enosh. It's connected to the Tchunis Reis behind the aveda that his ear didn't absorb. Now, in Source 9, the Rebbe reinforces the seriousness of the Eved Sheshama, the lack of listening properly. So it's medayik that Rashi adds Al Har Sinai. Why? To emphasize that this came from the Eibishter himself. And the Eibishter himself is not a mefarnes. And the Eibishter himself knows Golei Gedula Lefanav, that people who come to Matzav Aniyos. And same Eibishter said, don't steal. So here we see a weakness in his hearing. It's called selective hearing. He wasn't patient to hear the full message. When the Eibush said, you're not allowed to steal, what the Eibush was really saying, if you listen carefully, you don't need to steal. You don't need to become an Eved in order to make a Parnasa. This is another fault of the Ezer Shoshama. So we're not giving any great importance to these two Avedas over the rest of the Torah, which answers the third and fourth question. In the order 6 and 35, the Rebbe makes it clear that in one way or another, all Tayag Mitzvahs have been heard by Hasina, connected to Aseret Dibros. The issue is that the right ear did not behave like a right ear. He didn't listen to the deeper message, that the Eibush is behind his mitzvahs, and therefore you should have full betochen that you can make a living without stealing, without losing your dignity in slavery. Just want to point out that the fault of bad chunis and no shame in the previous source also, has concrete evidence, as we explained. But this additional fault in this sif, in this source, the lack of bitachin, doesn't really have concrete evidence. And if it does, it will apply to all ganavim and to many more avedas, which are a result of lack of bitachin. And then the original questions are back on. Why not other avedas? So the fact that he became comfortable with Adaini Ishti Ilodai doesn't prove any more safe al tchilase that he was missing more bitachin 6 years ago. So the chiddush of the pshat is that since we are already dealing with the Eishes Shama for the real bad chunis, which is concrete, that he developed a love for the new situation and he should develop a hatred, a resentment of being publicly shamed, living as an Eved in somebody else's house. Once we are dealing with that, we could also include as a bonus that there's also a betochen issue which he missed out, b'shas Geneva. It's an opportunity to point out the extent of his weak listening and the underperformance of his right ear. But it's interesting to note that we'll skip to the Yenish Torah now. At the end of the Sicha, it's based on combining these last two points of the last two sources, 8 to 9. So at the end, in the Heira, the Rebbe gives us something very practical, so the opposite of this case of Eved Ivri Nirtze, which is not really relevant, something very relevant every day of the week, That is the interaction between the 6 day Sheshes Me'amaisa and Shabbos. That if a person is busy 6 days and it's a Meshubba to the week, then he cannot keep Shabbos properly. And the only way to keep Shabbos properly is that even during the 6 days, he's not really attached and meshubed to the Yimei Achel, and he does what he has to do, but he realizes that this is not his real place. So, in the Herol Lamaise, the Rebbe takes the second issue, the Bitachon issue of the Eved Ivri, and turns it into an ongoing force. Similar to the continuous shame of being a slave for 6 years straight, and this has a power to should have the power to override the opposing force of Ahavtis Adeni Ishti Bonai. So too, the betochen and the looking forward a whole week to Shabbos, because that's where really where a yid really belongs, busy learning davening on Shabbos, that should work. That should be the counterforce against any shibud that a person could develop during the week. So in order to keep Shabbos properly, Shabbos has to be in his mind a whole week. And then in source 11, this is already in Teres Menachem, the non-Mugadika part, which were left out from the Mugadika Sicha. So yeah, an interesting point. Go to Ara 14. Now Shabbos, you have to be Kol Melach Techasui. You have to see as if there's no worries, not everything, all your work is done. There's nothing left to do. And this is a Din Shulchan Aruch. Teres Emes demands it, so it's Bevadai Emes. How is that possible? Again, this is a concrete feeling that you have to have. So here you have a bottom line, a practical application, that just like the Eved Ivri is made responsible and gets a einish for certain feelings and mindsets that were given a time and space of Shei Shonim to develop the correct attitude, he didn't. It's a right that he has the opposite attitude, that he doesn't care, couldn't care less, like Ichbas Loi, and he has bad chunis, and he doesn't care about Gneva. So too over here, that keeping sort of having the attitude of not worried about panasa and not becoming mishubut to Yimei Achol all week will become visible the Poel Mamish in a concrete way how he keeps Shabbos. And then I just added another nekuda, a similar nekuda from a Maimer in source 12, and I highlighted a few lines over there. That all week long is mechake mamtin shikva yaver azman, that he could go back to Teira Tevila, back to Shabbos. In order to keep Shabbos properly, he has to experience Shabbos. Shabbos has to be on his mind all week long, and then he can't wait for Shabbos to come. And then when he has Shabbos, Shabbos is Shabbos Shabbos. But otherwise, if he waits till Shabbos to experience Shabbos, he won't have a Shabbos. So you also have a practical example of this halacha and the hira from this sicha.